Madtown's 93.1 Jams, DJ Khaled on the line tonight, talking shop. Father of Assad, the takeover happening right now.
Hey, yo, bless up, it's DJ Khaled. Right now is in a new and now situation. Playing tracks from my album, Father of Assad, out right now by We The Best Epic.
I'm a big advocate of reggae music. I love dancehall. I want to kick off tonight with this brand new record called Holy Mountain, with Buju Banton, Sizzla, and Movado. It's taking it back to your roots, man. I'm really loving this DJ Khaled, Holy Mountain.
You know, I went back to my roots. There's a song on there when I said I went back to my roots. And that song is my intro. It's called The Holy Mountain. And when I said I went back to my roots, you know, if you know DJ Khaled from the beginning of my career as a kid, not only was I an incredible hip-hop DJ and a hip-hop producer, I was also incredible in the dancehall world. You know, Jamaica embraced me, and I loved Jamaica. It was like a second home to me.
I've never been to Jamaica. It's on my wish list of places that I want to go to, but that's truly a blessing that you've been able to go there, make music there, and help bring the culture back here to the United States. It's one of my favorite things about hip-hop is intertwining dancehall and hip-hop and bringing the two different cultures together, and it happens with a lot of different other things. Who else have you worked with growing up through the years, you know, in your years of going between Jamaica and the United States and making records in both countries?
So I live in Miami, but I also was, when I was a kid, I would go Miami, Jamaica, back and forth, nonstop. And my name got real on fire, meaning as in got hot in the streets in Miami, Jamaica, on another level. And I've been blessed to work with the greats like Buju Banton, Sizzla, Movado, Elephant Man, Capleton, Barris Hammond, Dennis Brown, The Marleys. You know, the list can go on and on and on and on and on. But my intro has Buju Banton, Sizzla, Movado, and
I can dig that. I respect all of those artists. I enjoy all of those artists, and I have records from all of those artists. And much love and respect to Buju. I'm glad that he's free now.
Buju is my brother, a real friend of mine that I've been knowing for 20-some years. And he just came home. And my two records that we recorded is like probably, you know, the first he touched the mic since he came home. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, because he just came home and I was there. And that's my brother. And, we have a friendship. You know, he blessed me early in my career with so many dub plates that helped me in my career. You know what I'm saying? So when I said went back to my roots, basically, that's my vibe. If you know DJ Khaled, you know, I love the island Jamaica. I love reggae music. And, you know, it's part of my life forever. And I'm going to represent it forever. And it's beautiful and it's incredible.
DJ Khaled, Father of Assad Takeover, happening right now on 93.1 Jams. Madtown, we're going to start the takeover with Holy Roots, featuring Buju Banton, Sizzla, Movado, and Shake 70, produced by DJ Khaled off of Father of Assad on Madtown's 93.1 Jams. Madtown's 93.1 Jams. I'm with DJ Khaled tonight, Father of Assad Takeover. I have another incredible hit. This is called Celebrate with Travis Scott and Post Malone.
When you see this video,
you always make epic videos, man.
Let me tell you about this record. This record is one of them records that just play nonstop. And it's just in your head. And it's just like a vibe. It's like a, you know, not only the melody, but like, how can I say, it puts you in a trance. It puts you in like a trance. You know what I'm saying? So, and this record is called Celebrate. It's always love. You know what I'm saying? Me, Post Malone, and Travis Scott, right here. Let's go.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams, DJ Khaled, Father of Assad Takeover.
Another one.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Father of Assad Takeover. DJ Khaled hanging out with me. This is the third time that I've had the honor of chopping it up and hanging out with you, sir. Thank you very much. I want to jump right into this real quick. Wish Wish.
It's me, Cardi B, and 21 Savage.
That's a powerhouse lineup, if you ask me. You can't go wrong with those two. And you being one of the top producers in the world, you can get anybody on a record. So what happened when you put Cardi B and 21 Savage on the same record?
This is the hardest Cardi B verse and the hardest 21 Savage verse. Personally, I know I'm biased because it's my record, but these are the two hardest verses I've heard from both of them, meaning as in up to date, because they incredible. They are, all the verses is hard and incredible. But I'm just saying up to date? I feel like this the hardest. This is called Wish Wish, DJ Khaled featuring Cardi B and 21 Savage.
On Madtown's 93.1 Jams.
Another one, Pon Your Dome.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams, DJ Khaled hanging out tonight. Father of Assad, the takeover.
Let me tell you something. Father of Assad, my biggest album. I'm not stopping. When I made this album, I made every song the one.
I got it. That's what's up. I wouldn't expect anything less from DJ Khaled.
I made every song another one.
Salute. I can dig it.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm feeling you. So, Khaled, what do you want to give Madtown next?
I can show you better than I can tell you. Matter of fact, this is DJ Khaled featuring Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, and Big Sean, and it's called Jealous, because they jealous. We got to move different.
We all can't be in the same lane, otherwise it wouldn't be an industry. Major salute to you. DJ Khaled, Father of Assad, released today. We're about to play this new single called Jealous with Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, and Big Sean. And boy, do I love it.
So I'm excited, man. This is going to be big, man. It's another anthem. It's another one.
It's Madtown's 93.1 Jams. DJ Khaled, Father of Assad, takeover.
Let's go. Father of Assad, baby.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. It's the Father of Assad, takeover.
Hey, yo, check this out. You ready for what's about to happen?
I have a special guest in the studio tonight, DJ Khaled. New album, Father of Assad. It dropped today, and this is a really exciting opportunity. I thank you for coming on the show. I got this new record here. It's a classic sample, a classic flip.
And it's called Just Us. Now, when I was producing this record took me a year and a half to get done. I presented this record to SZA about a year ago, and she loved it. But she cut the vocals like last minute, like I call it the last minute magic. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and her end up building a relationship, getting to know each other, and end up just really catching a spiritual vibe and just really connected to each other. But what's so beautiful about this record, we got SZA's vocals sounding like an angel on here. But the track, I flipped something classic, something incredible, one of my favorite records of all time. So I went in the studio and replayed something that you are very familiar with. Here you go. This is DJ Khaled, and this is called Just Us, featuring SZA.
On Madtown's 93.1 Jams.
Another one.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams. DJ Khaled chopping it up with me, talking shop tonight. Father of Assad takeover happening right now. We just heard this incredible new single called Just Us. It's an amazing sample from a throwback record that we all know. Shout out to Outkast. Tell me about working with SZA.
Yeah, man, you know, working with SZA was beautiful because, first of all, she's so spiritual, and we caught a vibe in the studio together, and we were just really getting to know each other, and things that I love, she loved. Things that she loved, I love. And shooting a video with her was so fun. You know, we got to shoot a video with Joseph Kahn, one of the biggest directors in the game, and we had so much fun, man. Like, the song was called Just Us, and only us, you know what I'm saying? So it was like us fighting against the whole world that wasn't on our page. You know, stay away from they. Stay away from them haters. You know what I'm saying? You know, they jealous. You know what I'm saying? So we got to move different. You know what I mean? So working with SZA was incredible. She's a perfectionist. She has a beautiful voice. And we made an anthem that's going to be played forever. You know what I mean? So I was excited.
I would be excited, too, if I had a project with SZA. She's an amazing artist. And speaking of anthems, another artist that you have made a lot of anthems with, Chris Brown. What's going down with Chris Brown and DJ Khaled?
You know, working with Chris Brown is always something amazing because me and him always make hits together. But not just that, that's my friend, you know what I'm saying? He's just genuinely a good person. Like, he always looks out, you know what I'm saying? He always, every time I call him, he always represents, he's always there. And I truly appreciate that because that means a lot, you know what I mean? So shout out Chris Brown, including Lil Wayne. Same thing with Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Every time I call Lil Wayne, he's always there. So to make a record with both of them, and as well as Big Sean, and just, these are my brothers, man, and I just appreciate making music with my brothers. There's so many artists to talk about. You know, working with Cardi B and 21 Savage was was super dope shooting that video and, you know what I mean, having fun, you know what I mean? It's, you know, Travis Scott, you know what I mean? That's my brother, man. I got to, you know, watch Travis Scott's growth to become who he is now.
Just being able to work in the music industry and make music for a living is a blessing. DJ Khaled hanging out with us tonight on the line, talking about his new album, Father of Assad. It's Madtown's 93.1 Jams.